All right, so here we are at Derby, at the Whitby Soccer Center. Brand new field, very exciting to see at the start of the 2023 season. We're only three games in, and we've just seen an exciting game tonight on April 28th, Friday, with Derby almost coming back, but ended up losing 2-1. And I have head coach Herman Kinge here. And let's ask him first about your thoughts on tonight's game.
Well, obviously, I'm disappointed because at the end of the game, at the end of the day, we lost a game. You guys know that we play to win.
Yes.
Yeah. So a bit disappointed, but when I look back, I will say, yeah, we didn't do well in the first half, especially in terms of our positioning. And we saw that in the second half, we tried to adjust, especially our positioning, keep insisting on that. And then it was just a different game. So, yeah, a bit of disappointment, but overall it was a good game.
Yeah, that's right. Entertaining anyway. The 13th team and the 12th place team based on last year's standings. We'll talk about that in a minute. But just you. I remember seeing you with North Toronto Nitros, 2016 as head coach of them. And, you know, we've had COVID in between. And what's happened that now you're with Derby?
So you just said we had COVID in between. And then also my relationship with North Toronto, we part ways like, I think, 3 years or 4 years ago. So then I just went different way. Here I am. So.
Okay. All right. And I, as one of my favorites of all time since I was younger, the name Rocket Robin is Jans Kramer, playing for North York Rockets and was the coach last year, but good to say he's still with Derby, but coaching the younger youth teams. I already asked that ahead of time. The team has a lot of returnees, I recognize, from 2022. Is that a reason for your fast start?
Yeah, I would say yes, because remember, we need some chemistry, right? So if a team comes with a brand new 11 players, I don't think the team can survive. So we decided to keep, and we were very lucky that we had a lot of returning players. So maybe that's one of the reasons. And also, I would say the previous coaches laid out a good foundation. So I think.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Great. And I mean, the brand new turf here, and to hear that there's like 6,000. 6,000 kids in the program now, and I see us, you know, every time I drive through this suburb, there's a new development, less farms, more development, that there'll be more kids. 6,000 is the maximum now, but you'll get a third dome, I hear, for even more kids. So, good point. Now, last year's team finished 13th. There's a big deal about finishing the top 12 this year to survive the division split they're going to have in League One Ontario at the end of the season. The points are combined. Last year you were 13th, but you started out by beating the 11th place team, the 9th place team last year, and tonight was tough with that 12th place team. But how important is it for the community and the organization here to be in that top 12?
Well, I mean, as we said before, this is a very new, a brand new format. I will say league format. So, like you said, yes, we have to finish the top 12 to survive. And how important is it for the community? Well, listen, you say the community is developing. We're gonna build another turf. That means there is something going on here, you know, in Whitby. So, I mean, staying up top. I mean, staying on top. Of this game is really, really good. So I think with everything that is being done in the community, we have to stay in the League One Premier.
Yeah. Well, as I've heard, someone tipped me off last year to say if you don't make the top 12, then all your players, they want the limelight, and they're all just going to drift into the top 12, and you'd be starting again with the community teams. But well, it's a good luck in holding them off, because this is a huge suburb city, the city nearby, and you know, there's a market for it. Lots of kids out tonight, at least 50%.
Yeah.
And so that was a great promotion for them. Okay. So thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
See something.